Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. On this edition of Americana Music Profiles, we talk to the husband and wife team, Nick Russo and Bettina Hershey, who make up the band The Scooches, formerly known as Nickaroo and the Western Scooches. Their previous album, Get Us Out of Fearland, finished at number 2 on the International Folk Alliance charts. On this episode, we talk about their career, their life in music, and their latest album, Lift You Up. Nick and Bettina, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Greg, for having us. We so appreciate you having the Scooches on this podcast. Really psyched about it.
Yeah. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to have you guys on again. I think it's been a while, but we've done this before, so it's exciting to check back in with what you guys have going on. And I think actually maybe it was pre-pandemic before maybe the last time we spoke. So we'll do a little catch-up so our listeners who maybe didn't get to hear that edition of the podcast get to know you guys better. And I know you have a new record out, so we want to chat about that as well. And I think if I'm correct, you guys are in New York, somewhere in the northern part of the country?
New York City.
Yeah, okay, right in the city. Awesome. Is it a little warm there today?
It's not bad. We've been out briefly, but we've been working on music inside mostly.
Yeah, cool. Well, when we're having this conversation, it's smack dab in the middle of July, so I know a lot of folks are feeling the heat right now. So I'm glad you guys have air conditioning and music projects to be working on. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So just give us a little bit of a background. Nick, you've been doing this for a long time, right? And you actually have a couple different iterations of what you do.
Yeah, that's right. I've been on the New York City jazz guitar scene for a long time, playing as a jazz guitarist and a banjo player, you know, professionally for many, many years. And it's amazing. I feel so blessed and grateful. I got to work with people like Paul McCartney and John Baptiste and Russell Hall. You'll awesome. See Russell Hall in the new Bob Marley film. He's playing the bass player, family man, and I'm actually playing with him next week. And cool. His band is Bessie and the Rainbow Kids, and he's on our album, which is amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
He plays on the title track, Lift You Up. Him being from Kingston, Jamaica, really just he's just embraces that feel, that reggae feel. And it's been incredible. I went from playing with a lot of legends that have passed on. Like, I got to play in Jimmy McGriff's band and toured with him and recorded and played with Sonny Dallas, another incredible bass player we lost, and Teddy Charles, who's passed away, and Jimmy the Preacher Robbins. I mean, these are my past employers at and then I studied with people like Jimmy Heath and Roland Hanna, who we lost Jimmy recently, and Jim Hall. I didn't get to really study with him, got to know him, and he quoted on my album my first album as a leader called Row.
Yeah,
in the jazz scene. And then with the Scooches, we had a band name change. We went from Banjo, Nickaroo, and Western Scooches to the Scooches.
I think you guys were still that the last time we talked, I believe.
That's right, when Get Us Out of Fearland was out in 2018. So
yeah. Yeah, and so, and you also have another group that maybe not currently, but you play a little more on the jazz side, right? You do some jazz. Was it a quartet, maybe?
Yeah, so I have my trio, Nick Russo guitar trio and quartet, and those, and then as a side person with a lot of people in the jazz field. But also, we have a sister band called Hot Jazz Jumpers.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, Bettina, you could say a little bit about that. I always kind of envision Bettina dancing around to the music of the 20s when we play with our sister band, Hot Jazz Jumpers.
Okay.
You, Yeah, sure. I'm also a swing dancer, and I love all the 1920s tunes. I grew up playing the piano and opening the fake book, and I learned all these 1920s tunes from the fake book, like just plunking out the melodies and learning the chords.
Cool.
And my parents are both musicians, so my dad plays trumpet, and he's played with the New York City Ballet and Phantom of the Opera and all these things. So I grew up listening to classical music and jazz music, and so when I met Nick, we formed this band, Hot Jazz Jumpers, and it was so much fun because I get to bounce around and and sing all the tunes that I grew up singing as a kid because I'd searched for them.
And how long have you guys been together? How did you meet? I'm sure on the music scene. How long ago was that?
We actually met on the street, and he started talking to me, and we hit it off. And he actually said, "Are you by any chance an artist or musician?" And I said, "Why, yes, I am." And then he started going through the list of everybody he knew, and I was like, "Nah, nah, 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 nah." But then he gave me his card, and I was like, "Nick Russo, I sang in your jazz jam like 3 years ago."
Oh, wow.
And it used to be that I was always playing my own singer-songwriter thing, maybe at the C-note, and it would always say, Nick Russo Trio playing later at 10 o'clock, or whatever it was. Like, it would always be later. So I saw his name everywhere I went. And we kind of, like, had similar places we were playing, but different circles.
Yeah, yeah, that's so cool. So, and this question is for either one of you. So we talked a little bit about the jazz band, and most people kind of know what that means, even though there's all kinds of versions of jazz. What's the difference between what you guys do with the jazz side of what you do and the Scooches?
I guess the main difference is the original music. We tend to focus on more of, it's actually really Bettina's originals that I embrace and I make write a little bit or arrange or hear some different instruments, and the Hot Jazz Jumpers focuses a little bit more on playing the music of the 1920s and some music of New Orleans. Although when we get hired for gigs, it depends if sometimes people want an eclectic mix of both. But also, let me let Bettina answer her, you know, how would you think of the difference between the two bands?
Well, sure. Like, we actually put out the album the very next thing with Hot Jazz Jumpers, and then Nick decided he wanted to put out something similar to that in the folk world. And so we kind of changed the album around, shortened the songs, left out some of the more scat singy songs, and put it out as Very Next Thing under the band name Banjo Nickaroo and Western Scooches. But we made sure to include two originals, one that I wrote Getting Married and another that I wrote I Don't Believe in Love. So we had... We started with these originals, and then I said, you know, Nick, if we're going to have a band that's in the folk scene, I've been in the folk scene before, and I'm a songwriter, so we should really pull in, we should do an album of all originals. So it was super fun just, like, digging into all of the original music that I was writing and choosing out together what would work well with this really diverse band of musicians.
And lastly, I remember being inspired by John Platt, maybe having a conversation with him and some other musicians that were in the folk world. It seemed that just reframing to make ourselves work in the folk world, maybe sometimes you have to leave the word jazz out, which is a really helpful advice. And again, the Scooches is so diverse and eclectic, and we advocate for diversity and bringing cultures together. I feel that sometimes we have to navigate in the specific communities that we visit and we play in just to bring this music to the people, but maybe, you know, reframe it so that they're comfortable, like, oh, this is I see a banjo and I don't hear the word jazz in the title, the description, and they're gonna love it no matter what. The music is music. There's no boundaries, no titles, no genres in a sense.
And I think I've probably asked you before, but the word, the name, the Scooches, where is that derived from?
So the way that we think of it now, like with this name change, is scooching together many different musics and genres. Okay. Like, scooch on over to where we are, we'll scooch on to where you are. And just that idea that we should all get closer, like bring our diversities closer.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have a sense of the type of demographic that you connect with this music?
It's a really good question. We were thinking about that yesterday in terms of social media, and I think it's interesting because we had a little consultation with a colleague of ours, Rory Kelly, who's an amazing artist also, and she was saying, who's your super fan? You know, mm-hmm. We're trying to pinpoint that, and it could be really different because we have some people from the folk community that are maybe, I don't know, 60s, 70s that are folkies that love the Scooches, and maybe there's certain things that they embrace about the acoustic part of it. Mm-hmm. Definitely resonate with Bettina's lyrics, and that's something I have to be reminded of. Mm-hmm. Coming as a jazz instrumentalist when I'm in the folk world is really just hear the lyrics, and mm-hmm. the music is a vehicle for that. But on the other side, we have all this incredible culture and the Gullah Geechee rhythms and culture, and one of our other drummers, Harvey Wirtz from Suriname, so hearing that, and I mentioned Gullah Geechee, obviously Dr. David Pleasant, both those percussionists have been with us, and Miles Griffith has been my brother from another, and he's mm-hmm. the other vocalist, and him with his roots from the islands, his aunt is Calypso Rose, and then having like Emiliano Valerio bring his rhythm and his aspect to the group. He's from Mexico, and then of course we have tabla on Stop This Climate Change. Aditya plays tabla, and I studied with Sumir Chatterjee. So we and then of course Russell Hall. So I feel like that eclectic mix really helps to define us, but also to answer your question, it creates fans that are also resonate with diversity. But I'll let Bettina talk about it as well.
So I feel like the people that we are into. And that are into our music are just want to broaden their minds and are very open to many experiences. And mm-hmm. also we write a lot of music that's about environmental issues or just inclusiveness. So people who just really want to be listening to music that mm-hmm. makes you feel good and question things. And yeah.
Do you, both of you kind of gave a lot of descriptors. Do you feel like your audience gets all of that, or do you attempt to kind of educate them on what you do? So rather than just showing up and hearing this music that they like, but they can't really put their finger on it versus, this is where this influence comes from, and this is the style, and this is what we're hoping you're feeling when you listen to that. Do you find that you do that on stage, or do you just do your thing and let people figure it out?
Oh, they feel it and they have a great time. They feel it right away. Mm-hmm. And there's history there. And there's obviously the way we're describing it, there's conversations that could happen, especially this great opportunity to talk with you. But I think when we play the music, they walk in, like we played a sold out show at the Zinc Bar in New York City for our album pre-release. And it was packed and people were dancing around and they love it. And whether we're going from a reggae feel to something with a Indian overtones to something that's maybe influenced by Joni Mitchell, and then go into R&B and you hear Marvin Gaye and our influence and Stevie Wonder, they're digging it. And it's interesting, and that's a really good point, because I play there with Terry Waldo there, and we play the music of the 20s, and when we first booked that pre-release, the booker was hoping that we would embrace that, and I said, don't worry, we're going to do that. And we did that too, and he loved every aspect of it. Mm. And we certainly expanded from the 20s to all those different, you know, aspects that I mentioned.
Yeah.
And for sure, like when I'm talking about each song, I talk about where I was inspired from. Hmm. Like the song Lift You Up was inspired from a course, a Yale instructor, Lori Santos, wrote the Science of Well-Being and talked about how giving to others actually makes you feel better for longer. Mm-hmm. And so this song came from that. And then and the song Run was from an article I was reading, and it's just about gun violence and trafficking. And so we talk about that, where it comes from as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. And you, both of you made reference to the new record, which is one of the reasons we wanted to talk today. And it's called Lift You Up. Tell me about that a little bit.
It's super awesome. I mean, I'm so tough on myself, especially I practice guitar every day and work on rhythms with the metronome. And when I hear that album, it literally lifts me up. I mean, it's just such an incredible, incredible album. And I don't always speak, you know, if I speak highly about something, I really sincerely feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Just Bettina's tunes, and then all these incredible musicians that I feel like are my family on it, like all in one room. And we did it in separate sections, and we worked on this one for about a year. So it definitely has some differences than Get Us Out of Fearland, which is also an amazing album. But to answer your question, it's just, it takes you on this journey. It's just, it's magical. It starts off with the title track, and I hear Russell Hall coming in, and I remember in the recording session, he overdubbed that section on the first take. It was like his first take, and just like hearing everything and like the feel that he gets on the electric bass, and then complimenting Bettina's lyrics and Harvey Wirtz on drums, and then switching completely to the second track, Let's Grow Our Roots Deep and True, where I'm playing slide resonator and Bettina is playing fingerstyle, and you hear this like delicate lyrics and this tone only switching to this kind of alt grass or new grass vibe with Kenny Kozik on fiddle and Dr. David Pleasant like doing his Gullah Geechee thing. And then later on we have Michaela Lerman on taps on What's Meant to Last Will Last, honoring the 1920s. All these are originals except Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around, which you could talk about that too. But to answer your question, I just love the power of the album. I love the eclectic mix. I love that the album's short, but both of our albums have been short. You get this amazing amount of music in what, 48 minutes?
Wow.
And you know, with 12 songs, and you know, me being an improviser playing extended, you know, listening to John Coltrane with extended solos, playing live. Actually, to clarify, John Coltrane, those recordings, they often could be shorter too, because they had to make that music so it would fit on a vinyl. But when that music was live, or when I play live, when we're really extending our solos and taking it, you know, to that improvisational level and jam bands that resonate with people, we still have the energy in there, but it's just it's nice and compact. And some of the tracks were live, like live in the studio, but they just felt like that was the length that was organically.
That's cool.
Right. I tell people very little that play with me. Like the people that are in my band, they're in there because I love them and I love everything they do. I give very little instruction, so a lot of the stuff is happening like in real time.
For me, it's just such an amazing experience to have Nick bring in all of these musicians that are now family for both of us, and just hear them add all of their musicality to my songs is so exciting. And this album takes you on a lyrical journey as well, like discovering, like the second tune is about the storm that I was sitting through in New Hampshire, but really about refugees and the fact that we should all be able to grow our roots deep and true where we are. And we got a song about climate change, which I actually sat down to write, like it was a relationship song for the first sentence. And then all of a sudden I was writing a song about climate change just because it's so much on everybody's mind and my mind as well. And I, my daughter, like we have, Nick and I are married and we have 12-year-old twins, but my daughter thinks about it a lot. She worries about the world and what it's going to be like when she's growing up. So it's just something we all have to stop and change the climate of like disbelief and believe in it and then make change and get these young people hopeful that it's that they they're not born into a world that is lost.
You guys mentioned earlier, maybe we were talking offline, that you were just about getting ready to travel, I'm guessing, for the music. When you travel for the music and when you go out to play the new music from this album, do you get to do it with a full band, or are you guys doing a duet, or how do you facilitate that?
That's a great question. Yeah, sometimes it's with different versions of the band, and we perceive the full band, it's really the core three of us or the core four of us. So I feel like that's complete when we have Bettina and I and then Miles and either Harvey Wirtz or Dr. David Pleasant or one of our other scooches, even some amazing drummers that are not on the record that we hope to be on the next one that play with us. Like I like to give a shout out to Rodney Harris and Kyle Struve and John Bolger that I love to play with. But also Ahmad Johnson, who's actually on the album. But to answer your question, depends on the, you know, with most musicians, the under the behind the scenes is like the money and the budget and the travel.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Like we brought Miles to Folk Alliance International. So it was the three of us, but then I brought a low boy. So I was playing a little hi-hat, because drums being my first instrument. Uh-huh. Not the same. I prefer to have Harvey or David or some other Ahmad with us. But that was the point. Like, all right, it's expensive to go to the conference, but now we're about to apply for the official showcase. But when we went last time, it was actually, because of Rob Evanoff, who brought us together, uh-huh. invited us, and it was past the deadline. But if we get an official showcase, yeah, we may bring like the quintet or maybe quartet or sextet. We also have a secret weapon, Rash Cash. We have a rapper on Stop This Climate Change another tune. And we've brought him, sometimes just the three of us or the four of us. And then lastly, like we did APAT, we had Angela Workman, who's this incredible vocalist work that I know forever, that worked uh-huh. with Eminem, Ray Charles, Prince, Benny King, you name it. We had her and Rash Cash at APAP. So in that case, you know, we were more functioning as a quintet.
Yeah.
And that felt ultra full.
So. Yeah, yeah.
When we're in New York, we get to play with all of them combined sometimes. And you know what? It's also sometimes such a treat to just play Nick and I. Nick is such a beautiful instrumentalist that he can fill all of those pockets. That it's not the same, but I love things like Tuck and Patty. I love the vocalists and the guitar. Mm-hmm. So it's often a treat when it's just the two of us, and then it's all the special sauce when we get to bring all the scooches in.
Yeah, that's cool. And you guys are traveling how far out from New York, from the base?
Well, we're going to Sweden in a couple of weeks, and then we're playing the festival in Iowa. But sometimes we function differently. Like the festival in Iowa, it's Bettina and I, but we're playing as side people with another band.
Okay.
But that band leader is so gracious that he puts us together. And then we also have, like, we're going to play Hudson... Hudson West. Actually, we're playing Wood Songs. We're going to go to Kentucky.
Oh, cool. And that's, okay.
I had that in front of me, but my computer just. Yeah,
and we often tour up the East Coast, and we tour down to North Carolina uh-huh. and Tennessee. And partly because we have kids, we like to tour places where we have relatives. Like, so we get to bring them, leave them with relatives, and tour. We got so busy touring at one point, though, that our kids were like, this is the worst summer ever. So we left them behind the next tour. We left them with an aunt and uncle by the ocean and said, okay, see ya. And that's where my song Leavin' came from. Okay. I wrote that in the car driving away from them, headed to our tour. And it just so it was like hurting my heart, but I knew they were going to be happier.
Right, like, right. Yeah. 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 Wow. That's cool.
October 16th is when we play Wood Songs in Lexington, and that's when we'll probably bring more of the fuller band, so maybe a quartet depending with Miles and one of our drummers. And then we're going to play Hudson West Fest September 23rd. That's John Coltrane's birthday. That's in New Jersey, and that's going to be again quartet with Harvey Wirt and Miles Griffith.
Okay.
We're leading a workshop there too.
Cool. We have all these gigs in between that uh-huh. We're starting to fill out the tour a bit, and then we have a bunch of radio shows this month, which is awesome. You know, so we have like Hootenanny Cafe, and then we have like the Spin Zone this Tuesday with Jersey Jim, July 18th. There's a bunch of them on our website, thescooches.com.
Yeah, if you check out thescooches.com or find us anywhere on any of the socials at the Scooches, you can find where we're playing next.
Cool. That was going to be my next question. So you got it. You got to get to it first. So the album is Lift You Up. The band is The Scooches, and you just shared your socials. So I appreciate the opportunity to get to talk to you guys again, and it's always so much fun. You guys are always give me what we're looking for, what the audience wants to hear about the music. And so I'm excited about your new record, and I wish you well with it. And I appreciate you taking the time to share it with us today.
Yeah, Greg, thank you so much. We so appreciate you and like all the things you're doing for the music community. It's like, we need more people like you to help us musicians get inspired and get the word and the music out there.
Yeah,
thanks
that.
For scooching closer to us.
There you go.
We can, get closer to the audience. We can scooch on over.
Yeah, I like that.
Can we spell it with a double O?
There we go. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.